But right now, we're going to talk about Bill Belichick, the news that leaked yesterday that maybe the greatest coach ever will not be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He will apparently not be a member of the class of 2026 in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And joining us now, and we have had to digitally alter this person's voice to protect their identity, is a Deep Throat informant who was in the room when the debate among the sports writers was happening whether to put Belichick into the hall this time around or not. Deep Throat informant, thank you for your courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us exactly what happened in the room that night?
No, I cannot say anything.
Please,
okay.
Something.
I am speaking to you under severe fear of losing my human life.
Can't be that serious.
These sports writers are a different breed of criminal. They will punish anyone for speaking out.
Wow.
Years ago, a writer who once advocated a little too hard for Darren Woodson was found at the bottom of Lake Erie with a high-rise tied around his neck.
High-rise?
To make sure he stayed down.
And in a telling bit of evidence, clutched in his waterlogged left hand was a clump of Peter King's hair, indicating a struggle. So I am fearful, scared, and full of fear and scaredness.
It's a bit redundant, but understandable.
Well, it's wild this got out. This stuff like this normally doesn't get out, and it's shocking. I mean, this is the greatest coach in NFL history.
Let me tell you this now, and only now, George.
Okay.
The debate on Bill Belichick was so heated. That was the most tense room I have ever been in. And I was in the Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, my gosh.
Who are you?
Yeah, you get around.
There were some who said that what Bill did in Super Bowls alone meant that he was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, of course, yes.
But others said Spygate was an immediate disqualifier.
Okay.
Others had a problem with Deflategate. But the number one objection of all of them was that any man who would let Jordan Hudson walk all over his nutsack only belongs in the Pee-Whip Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Well, that is certainly crude discussion.
Yes.
One writer even stood up and said he would not vote for Bill because Bill looks dumb in sweatpants and looks like he always smells of coffee and dried ejaculate.
Oh, my goodness.
I cannot believe they said something like that.
I was offended by this characterization.
Yes.
And still hold it against Bill Polian.
Oh, he's the one who said that.
But there were some who stood up for the Bill that is Belichick, and the Goose Goslin was one of those persons. The Goose fought hard and passionately for Belichick. The Goose ranted at all the riders for over an hour. He spent half his time defending Belichick and the other half of the time bragging about how much of a virgin he was.
Bragging?
He wouldn't.
The room got so heated that Robert Kraft
sent in a team of massage therapists to give the voters a little hand relief.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on in that room?
And after Robert's hand angels had finished their milking, Robert Kraft was voted in unanimously. Well, Bill heard of our deliberations, excluding him, and he broke into the room with Jordan trailing him. Jordan Hudson ordered Bill to seize Bill Polian, and Belichick did as she said and grabbed the Polian and threw him through a stained glass window that Belichick had specially installed for such an ejection.
It's quite elaborate.
Jordan Hudson then commanded Bill to get down on his knees and lick her feet. Jeez. And Belichick did as requested. While he licked her stilettos, Polian emerged from his glass pile and cracked a milk jug over Bill's head.
Golly.
Tony Dungy jumped in to break up the melee.
Melee?
And both men grabbed one of Tony's oversized ears and rode him around the room. It was then that things began to feel out of control.
Oh, that's when, yeah.
So, I left, and I never looked back. I fled to the Ukraine so that I could find some peace.
Ukraine?
And I cannot speak anymore.
Oh, but please.
Wait, what about...
we'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, please, don't go away. We have more questions. Oh, they're gone.
There goes the deep throat informant. I guess that's how it went down when they discussed Bill Belichick in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.